Overall, media reports showed a certain tendency to defensiveness when any doubts did arise. For example, Jay Ingram, who saw the tiny white faces, wrote, "Is Michael Persinger right that electrical events in the temporal lobes are responsible for the rash of reports of alien abductions? Not that you could demonstrate from my experience, but his hypothesis rings true for me, even though it must be admitted that there are gaps that must be filled in. It's plausible, not proven." But given that Ingram was researching a story on alien abductions, surely the most plausible explanation for his own vision was suggestion. Similarly, Robert Herks of Saturday Night said about Persinger, "If he's right, paradigms will shift and he'll be celebrated. But even if he's wrong, it's still science." The possibility that Persinger's work might be science, but not good science or up-to-date science, was rarely considered. A story this good for materialism just had to be true. The God Helmet and Popular Science. Jim lives in California and he's into extreme sports, but he's not testing his limits with gravity or exhaustion. His equipment consists of a darkened room, a blindfold, heavy-duty earplugs, and 8 magnetic coils linked to a PC and attached to his head with a Velcro headband. Next week, the inventor of the Shakti headset, Todd Murphy, will be one of the speakers at the Religion, Art, and the Brain Festival in Winchester, along with Sufi dancers, the music of John Taverner, psychologists, neuroscientists, and pharmacologists. The focus of their talks will be the evolution, experience, and expression of the religious impulse, what triggers the brain to produce it, and why. Rita Carter, a scientific advisor to the festival and author of a popular book on neuroscience entitled Mapping the Mind, has described an occasion when she became at one with the gas fire, and then the whole room, and finally the entire universe. Jerome Burns, The Times of London. The culture of popular science is one of unidirectional skepticism. That is, the skepticism runs only in one direction. It is skeptical of any idea that spiritually corresponds to something outside ourselves, but surprisingly gullible about any reductionist explanation for it. Not surprisingly, therefore, before any attempt at replication of Persinger's findings, the God Helmet took on a life of its own. Pilgrim Science journalists toiled up to Sudbury from distant lands to try it on.